सुभक्ताय कृष्णभक्ताय भक्ताय नमो नमः। ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षून्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। पञ्चकल्पतुर्भ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणसिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि पुष्पभानुसुते देवि प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। यं प्राव्रजन्तमनपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर आजुहाव फूटयति तन्मयतयोतरवो विनयदुस्तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। भजामि राधम् अरविन्दनेत्रं स्मरामि राधम् मधुरास्मितास्यं वदामि राधां करुणापरात्रं ततो ममन्यस्ति गति न कापि। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई हैव थाउजेंड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ हम्बल एंड रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसिस एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय दीक्षित गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर शतरूपानुगाचार्य वार्य श्री श्रीमद् भक्तिवेदांत नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज। Secondly, I offer my obeisances at the lotus feet of my Guru Varga and all the Sangha Vaishnavas. Gurudev, he returned from Gauramandal Purikrama. He came back to Mathura, and first of all, he gave a class, which is a repeat of the class that he gave in Navadvip at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. So this class, afterwards he told me, this was my best class ever. So, but most of us heard that, so I'll go into the next class. In the next class he gave, he began to speak from Bhakti Rasayan in Brihad Bhagavatamrit. At the end of Brihad Bhagavatamrit, there's a collection of verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, these verses just appear one after another. But Srila Sanatan Goswami, he's given a commentary. So Srila Gurudev, he began to go through these verses with the a very wonderful commentary of Srila Sanatan Goswami. So, the first verse that Gurudev spoken is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, chapter 44, verse 14. It appears in Bhagavatamrita 27135. Gopyastapa kimacharam yadamasya rupam lavanya saram asamurtvam ananya siddham drigvi pibantyanu sabhabhinavam durapam ekantadhama yashashasriya aishvarasya. So, this verse, it was spoken by the Mathura Ramanis. That means in Mathura, the young ladies of Mathura, they're seeing Krishna at the time of the wrestling tournament. So at this time, Krishna, he's been going around Mathura and fighting with various demons. He's killed the elephant Kuvalayapida by breaking off his tusks and beating him like this. And so many other personalities he's fought with. And now he's just coming to the Rangshala, Kamsa's Rangshala, which is right behind Keshavji Gaudiya Math. Those of you who know Keshavji Gaudiya Math, just behind, there's the famous temple of Rangeshwar. So the Rangshala was right there, just behind the mat. And so Krishna, he's just getting into the wrestling arena, and all of the thousands of people are there to see this spectacle. And among them are the Mathura Ramanis, the young ladies of Mathura. And when they see Krishna, their attachment to him in Madhurya Ras, in a conjugal mood, becomes awakened. So at the time when Krishna, he's getting into the wrestling arena because he's been fighting, so his body is covered with small drops of perspiration and also drops of blood from killing the elephant and others. And also his mood, he's in Virya Ras. He's in a fighting mood. He's angry and very grave. So at that time, the ladies of Mathura, they speak this verse, Gopyasta Pakimacharam Yadamasharupam, meaning that what austerities did the gopis of Brajabhumi perform by which they could always drink through their eyes the beauty of Krishna? His form is Lavanya Saram. Lavanya means luster. Just like if you see a pearl, from the pearl there's some glitter. So this luster, Krishna is called Lavanya Saram. Saram means essence. If you collect all the luster in the world and then you extract the essence, then it would look something like Krishna. So beautiful. Asamurdvam, his beauty is, there is no beauty equal to the beauty of Krishna, and no beauty greater than the beauty of Krishna. Ananya Siddham means it is self-perfect. It is always perfect. Krishna looks so beautiful, and if he's decorated, he becomes more beautiful. And then if you take the decoration off, he becomes more beautiful. So this is his nature. So the Mathura Ramanis, they say, Ekanta Dhamma Yasha Shastri Aishvarasya. He is the exclusive abode of fame, of beauty and opulence. So the mood of this verse, Gopyastapa Kimacharam, what austerities did the damsels of Brajabhumi perform, is that they are feeling somewhat distressed, because they're thinking, Krishna, he looks beautiful now, but actually we're not seeing him in his real beauty. Because here, he's in a fighting mood, he's very serious. We're not seeing him smiling, laughing, joking, casting his loving sidelong glances. We're not seeing him like this. We're not so fortunate. But the gopis, they have seen him like this. So what did they do to be able to constantly drink that nectar when he was in Vrindavan? So just like a lion, if you see a lion is very beautiful. But when the lion is in the cage, he's beautiful, but when you see the lion in the forest, then he's more beautiful. So Krishna, he's always beautiful, but when he's in the forest of Vrindavan, then his beauty is so much more increased. So Gurudev is commenting that the gopis are so fortunate because they're able to taste the Krishna's four maduris, Prema Madhuri, Leela Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, and Rupa Madhuri, the beauty of his loving pastimes, of his flute playing, of his form, and of his sweet relationships. And the gopis, they're so fortunate to see Krishna, and when they don't see him, then in that separation from Krishna, they do kirtan. And by doing kirtan, they realize the bliss of meeting with him, Milanananda. In separation from him, they do kirtan, and by doing kirtan, they experience meeting with Krishna. Krishna manifests himself. This is called spurti. When out of separation, Krishna becomes manifest. So Gurudev gave some example of this phenomenon of spurti. He gave the example of Sachi Devi. Mother Sachi, She's cooking for Chaitanya, for her Thakurji. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's taken sannyas and he's gone to Jagannath Puri. And Sachimata, she's left behind in Navadvip and she's cooking for her Thakurji. So she'll make some banana flour sabji or some loki sabji, pumpkin, and she'll cook it and then put it on the plate and bring it before her Thakur. But then looking at the sabji, she'll think, oh, my Nimai, he used to love this sabji so much. When I would serve it to him, then he would say, oh, mother, mother, bring me some more, bring me some more. And then he would eat, and can you bring me some more? So Sachit Mata, she's offering the loki sabji and remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then seeing that he comes and takes it. She's seeing this. And then when he's eaten, then he goes away, and she looks and sees that the plate is empty. And then she cannot understand, what was that? Was I dreaming? Am I going crazy? Maybe I didn't put the offering on the plate. I'll go and do it. I'll do it right now. Or maybe some animals came and ate it while I wasn't looking. So this is an example of spurti. So she cannot understand whether Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's really there, or whether it's like a dream. So in the same way, the gopis in Brajabhumi, they're always feeling separation from Krishna. And when they're feeling separation, Krishna, he always appears. But they never think that, oh, this is Krishna. It's like a dream. For them, it's like a dream. So also for the sadhaka, who's doing kirtan, one should perform kirtan and chant Harinam, remembering the pastimes of Krishna and feeling separation. And ultimately, by the mercy of the parikars of Krishna, his associates, then Krishna will manifest just like a dream within the heart. For the devotee who's doing his bhajan, feeling the moods of separation. So then, Srila Gurudev, he moved on to the next verse, which is most wonderful verse, and really it describes the everyday life in Vrindavan. And I think any sadhak who remembers this verse daily can really feel the mood of Vrindavan. So then the Mathuramanis, they have some association with bridge basses. Sometimes bridge basses are moving around Vrindavan, and sometimes they come to the border with Mathura. So the ladies of Mathura, they get the opportunity to meet some fruit sellers from Vrindavan. Because no one can understand or enter into any of these things without sadhu sangha. In other words, the association of a person who has realized all of these things. So because the Mathuramanis, they have some association with some bridge basses, therefore now they are chanting, and the realization of Vrindavan is appearing in their hearts. In their hearts, they're seeing Vrindavan and seeing how the gopis are living and how they're feeling separation from Krishna during the day. So they've spoken this verse. Yato hane pahanane matano palepa prankankana barudikakshana marjanado gayanti chayana manurakta diyosukanta Danya Prajastriya Purukrama Chitta Jana. So this verse is very beautiful. It's described Ya Dohane. Dohane means milking cows. Ya Dohane Bahanane. Bahanane means beating wheat, husking wheat. So sometimes the gopis are milking their cows. Sometimes they're husking wheat, and they take one big pot with the wheat in, and each two gopis are there, each one has a pestle, and they're going boom, and then the other one goes boom, like this, and then the other one takes the pestle out, and then the other pestle goes in boom, 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 like this. And so they're beating the wheat like this, and they're chanting, Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopalanandala, Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopalanandala, Giribaradari Madana Gopal, Giribaradari Madana Gopal, Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopalanandala, Pyare Krishna Pyare Krishna Pyare Nandala, like this, and singing. And they are so absorbed in Krishna, they're forgetful whether they're husking wheat or not. But yoga maya is making carrying out their household duties. Even though they're not aware, yoga maya is carrying out their household duties, so there are no accidents, the pestles aren't banging into each other or anything. And so some gopis are milking cows, some are husking wheat, and they're singing Gayanti Chainam Anurakta Diyosrukanta. Gayanti means that they're singing songs of Krishna, Anurakta, with very, very deep attachment of the heart. So we should, when we're chanting Harinam, then just like the damsels of Brajabhumi, always remembering Krishna, we should have to try to chant with Anurakta Diyo, with very, very deep attachment of the heart. Ya dohane bahanane matana. Matana means churning yogurt. So some gopis are churning yogurt and they're also singing. Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala. Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala. Bhaja Murali Manohar Nandalala. Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala. And completely absorbed, remembering Krishna, how he walks in a very charming way, how he smiles, how he glances, his facial expressions and gestures, how he's staring sometimes, and then absorbed in thoughts of Krishna like this, and churning yogurt into butter, and singing, and sometimes crying. The verse says, Gayanti Chayanam Anurakta Diyasru Kanta. Asru Kanta means, Asru means tears, and Kanta means the throat. So two meanings are here. Well, there are many meanings, but two meanings are that because of their tears, their throats have become wet. And another meaning is because they're crying and they're feeling such bhav, their throats have become choked with ecstasy. So the ladies of Mathura, they're remembering Krishna, and all of this is life in Vrindavan is appearing in their heart by the mercy of Yoga Maya and association of the bridge basses. Ya dohane vahanane matan. We didn't come to the end of the first line yet, it's such a nice log. Matan opalepa. Opalepa means smearing. So they're smearing. What are they smearing? Sometimes they are taking the cow dung mixed with water and they're smearing it on the veranda of their homes. And they're smearing this cow dung there and chanting, Govinda Damo Taramadaviti. Govinda Damo Taramadaviti. Govinda Damo Taramadaviti. Govinda Damo Taramadaviti. Only thinking, they're doing this only for Krishna because they're thinking, oh Krishna, he may come to my home today. So I'll make this very nice. Upalepa also means decorating with, you may have seen in India, they take this white wheat flour, and they make patterns on the ground. Have you seen? They make lines like this, and they make flower shapes in white, and then get some red and make some dots and like this. So some of the gopis, they're making patterns on the ground like this. And another meaning of Upalepa means they're smearing chandan. They're taking sandalwood paste and other types of cosmetics, and they're decorating their friends. So one gopi is with her friend, and she's decorating her friend, taking some dyes and making some nice pattern on the face like this. But she's decorating and chanting, Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Mukunda Govinda Hey Nanda Kishore Krishna Shri Yasoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Bala Vijivana Radhikesha. Chanting the name of Krishna, and though her friend is there, she cannot see her friend because she's thinking, oh, when I'm alone with Krishna in the Kunj, then I'm going to decorate him just like this. And because of feeling separation, some spurti comes and Krishna manifests there, and she cannot see her friend, only she sees Krishna's face and she's decorating Krishna. Some gopis, they're thinking, I'll make a garland for Krishna. So they're taking flowers, picking flowers, and chanting, Govinda Damo Taramadaviti, Govinda Damo Taramadaviti. Govinda Dhamma Dharmadaveti. Govinda Dhamma Dharmadaveti. And taking the flowers, the one gopi makes a very exquisite garland. And this garland is Vaijayantimala. So in Vaijayantimala, there are five types of flower. Amra is from mango tree, and Bakul, Jui, Malati, and Chameli. So these flowers are very fragrant. Mm-hmm. And so she's taking the garland, and with various flowers, she's making a garland in such a way that it will express her sentiment through the garland. So she's taking the garland, and generally those on the path of Vaidhi Bhakti, they don't do this, but for the gopis it's okay. She takes the garland and tries it on herself, and then she takes a mirror and has a look. Is that really what I want to say? No, and then she's not satisfied. So then she takes it off and takes some flowers out and gets some more and puts it in and tries it on again. That's okay. And then giving it to someone else, and finally the garland comes to Krishna. And when Krishna puts on the garland, then he feels, oh yes, now easily I have, it is as if this gopi is embracing me now. And the gopis feel, yes, now I'm embracing Krishna. Because the bhava is in this garland. So Srimati Radhika and other gopis, they're cooking. Ya dohane bahanane matano palepa. I can move on to the second line. Prankankana arbudakshana marjanado. Prankankana arbudakshana means, prankankana means rocking. Rudidakshana means the crying babies. So some gopis, their babies are in cot and they're rocking their babies and chanting. Krishna Govinda, Govinda Gopala. Krishna Govinda, Govinda Gopala. Bhaja Murali Manohara Nandalala. Bhaja Murali Manohara Nandalala. Krishna Govinda, Govinda Gopala. So, rocking the baby and feeling such high separation from Krishna, then Krishna manifests foot to them, and they don't see any baby there. They see Krishna and rocking Krishna and chanting Krishna's name. And the Srila Sanatan Goswami, he's described that actually the gopis who have an intimate relationship with Krishna, they don't have any babies. That would be rasabhas. They don't have any babies. So to avoid rasabhas, Srila Sanatan Goswami has commented that in this verse, the gopis, they're babysitting. It's not their own babies, it's someone else's baby. So, prankankana bharudidakshana marjanado, and some gopis, they're cleaning their houses and thinking.
Krishna Kiyanidhi said that, yeah, there's so much love of Krishna. They take the baby out, this is neighbor's babies, you know? They take the baby out and they put Krishna in there. And they're just suddenly seeing, you know, that they're seeing Krishna and they're down the tree.
Because the gopis, they have no connection with their husbands. The gopis who are related to Krishna, they have no connection with their husbands.
So are they their children, or are they just pretending?
No, they're neighbors' children, neighbors' babies, yeah. Some are the gopis' children. So, marjanado, marjana means cleaning, ado means I'm doing other types of housework, like cooking. Srimati Radhika, she's cooking Manohar Ladu and Amrita Kelly. And she's cooking for Krishna, and even though there are so many stoves there, and it's very, very, the heat of the fire is very, very hot, and the heat of the separation is also very, very hot. But Srimati Radhika, she's chanting Krishna's name, and some tears are running down and falling on the ground. But these tears are very cool, because they are the tears coming from internal union with Krishna. So, in this way, the gopis are doing all of their housework, but it's described like in Jagannath Puri, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so absorbed in his Nam Bhajan and Smaran, that his bodily necessities like washing, eating, going to the Jagannath temple and coming back, they're all going on automatically, just like a potter. He does everything without even thinking. So the gopis, they're doing everything, and internally, they're completely absorbed in Krishna. So the third line says, Gayanti Chainam Anurakta Diyasrukanta. So Gayanti means that they're singing, and Asru, Anurakta Diyasrukanta means that with very, very deeply attached heart, they're singing and crying, their throats are becoming choked, and their throats are wet from their tears also. But Srila Gurudev, he gave another meaning, revealed a deeper meaning to this line. He said that the gopis, they're in their house and they're doing their housework and they're chanting glories of Krishna. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Haribo, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Haribo, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Haribo, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Haribo. And they are, by chanting, they're feeling some relief from the separation that they feel while Krishna is out herding the cows during the day. And at that time, some of their superiors, husband, mother-in-law, father-in-law, they come to that place, they approach them, and they see, oh, now my mother-in-law is coming. It's like, they can't sing anymore. So they have to stop the singing. But now their singing stopped, and they're carrying on with their work. But by doing kirtan, then the fire of their separation was being cooled by chanting and doing kirtan. But now they can't do kirtan. So they close their mouths, and the fire of separation gets higher and higher and higher, and the depth of their meditation on Krishna becomes deeper and deeper. And finally, because Krishna is called, in the last line it says, Urukrama Chitta Jhana. Urukrama means one who does very forceful, very powerful and heroic activities. So because Krishna, their attachment to Krishna is so strong and forceful, now the fire of their separation, it can't come out through their mouths because they can't do kirtan anymore. So the heart melts and comes out through their eyes. That is, Gayanti Chainam Anurakta Diyasrukantya. And through that, because of the force of this attachment, the separation, the fire of separation comes out through their eyes and they begin to cry. Danya Brajastriya Urukrama Chitta Jhana. So the Mathuramanis, they are feeling very morose. Alas, we don't have such deep attachment to Krishna like this. Therefore, these damsels of Brajabhumi, Danya, they're so fortunate. Danya Brajastriya Urukrama Chitta Jhana. Urukrama Chitta Jhana means, Urukrama means Krishna is very, very forceful. And Chitta Jhana means that they're the chariot of the heart. When Krishna, he leaves during the day, in the morning time, when he leaves to go to the forests, then the gopis, they cannot go. But their hearts go and they climb on the chariot of Krishna's heart and they go with him out into the forest of Vrindavan. And therefore, by Bhava Netram, through the eyes of Bhav, they can see all of Krishna's activities, how he's playing his flute and charming all of the sattva, all of the moving and non-moving living entities of Vrindavan. So Krishna is called Urukram. Urukram means one who does very powerful activities, like lifting Giraj Govardhan, like Rasa Leela, and the most powerful Herculean task that Krishna does, whereby he has acquired the name Urukrama, is that he always remembers Srimati Radhika. So he's called Urukram, who performs very powerful activities, so forceful. Gurudev described that just like Draupadi was forcibly dragged by Dushasan, who was strong as thousands of elephants. She was dragged into the arena in the assembly before her superiors by the powerful Dushasan. So similarly, Krishna's Urukram, he's so powerful that as Draupadi was dragged away in front of her superiors, so Krishna, the attraction of his beauty and his flute singing, it drags the gopis away from right in front of their superiors also. So he's called Urukrama, who performs very powerful activities. if you read 21st chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, this is Venu Git, then the gopis, they're at home, but they're describing everything that's going on when Krishna's out herding the cows. So it's called Bhava Netram. Through the eyes of ecstatic love, they're enabled to see all of these things. So when they're feeling separation, Krishna appears to them directly, and they remember Krishna's very sweet voice, and how he's saying to them, "Oh, you are so tired, please you sit down, let me massage your feet." So they're remembering all of these sweet pastimes. So in the last line of the verse, it stated, "Tanya brajastriya urukramachitta jana," that the ladies of Mathura, they say brajastriya. Brajastriya means all of the ladies of Braj. Not only the gopis who are related to Krishna in Parakya Bhav, but all of the gopis, the young gopis, the elderly gopis, and not only the gopis, but brajastriya, all of the women of Braj. So there are other women in Braj, they're not gopis, they are the Pulindikanya. So Sanatan Goswami says that here, Brajastriya, the general meaning means all of the ladies of Braj. But especially the Mathura Ramanis, they are remembering the Pulindikanya. They're not gopis, but they are ladies of Braj. So in Venu Git, the gopis have said, Puna Pulindarurgaya Padabjuraga. Shri Kunkumena Daitastana Manditena Tadashaya Smararujastina Rushitena Limpancha Anana Kuteshu Dostadadhim. Oh, these Pulindi girls, these Aborigine girls, they are so fortunate because we have to stay at home. But they are out there. Where? Giraj Govardhan. And in the morning time, when they are traveling about, in the morning time, they see on the wet grass some red powder. What is this? Some kumkum from the breast of Krishna's lover. And upon seeing this, just by seeing this, then great calm, the influence of Smara Cupid is awakened within their heart, very forcefully within their heart. So the gopis, through Bhava Netram, through the eyes of Bhav, they can see how the Pulindi girls, they go there and take this and smear it on their faces and bodies. And by smearing the kumkum on their faces and bodies, then they feel satisfied. Why? Because internally they have union of Krishna by the touch of this kumkum. So the gopis are thinking, oh, these Pulindi girls, they're so fortunate. One may ask the question, how is it that these Pulindi girls, they have such deep love for Krishna? Only by seeing the kumkum, this prem, this calm is raised in their hearts. So the answer, as always, is due to association. No one can attain any type of bhakti or prem without association of one who has that prem. So sometimes gopis like Lalita and Vishakha, they are making some arrangements, they have to move around in the forest. But if a woman is alone in the forest, then someone may see, oh, what is she doing alone in the forest? This is something suspicious. So sometimes Lalita Sakhi, she'll call some Pulindi girls, come, come, come. And then she'll be in their company and talk with them while she's going about her business. In this way, if anyone sees some women together in the forest talking, then this is ordinary. This happens every day. So no one will be suspicious of anything. So in this way, the Pulindi girls are very fortunate to have the associate of Srimati Radhika's confidential companions, and therefore their bhav becomes so high. So Gurudev, he said, the ladies of Mathura, they are lamenting and thinking, these Pulindi girls, they are so fortunate. Only by seeing the kumkum on the grass, their prem becomes so much inflamed. Just think how they would feel if they actually saw Krishna directly, how they must feel. And they're thinking, they are so fortunate that we are so unfortunate. So then Gurudev, he was commenting that in this way the gopis, they're doing their household activities, anurag diya, with their intelligence, their mind and everything very much attached to Krishna. So our mind should be like this when we're chanting Harinam, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described. Yugayatam nimeshena chakshusha pravrishayatam shunyayate jagat sarvam govinda virahe name. Chanting Harinam and feeling, oh Govinda, feeling separation from you, I'm experiencing one moment to be like yugas and yugas. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and the whole world seems like empty, desolate void. So we should chant like this. Otherwise, we'll commit many, many offenses. So we should be, Gurudev is commenting that we should be very, very serious to check our aparad. We should not go on day by day, again and again, committing nam aparad. We should make a very strong campaign to chant purely. If upon chanting the holy name, the tears do not flow from the eyes, then the heart must be as hard as a thunderbolt. So we'll have to become free from namaparad and try to serve Vaishnavas. This will help us so much. And we try to serve our Gurudev and our God brothers because they are related to our Gurudev. So then Gurudev, he moved on to the third verse spoken by the Maturamanis. Prata brajar brajata avishatas tasayam gobe samam kanaitos yanisham yavainam nirgam yatunam abalapati buri punya pasyanti samukasmita sadaya avalokan. So in this verse, the mature Ramanis are seeing Krishna's Krishna, he's leaving in the morning the cowherd village and going to the forest and also returning in the evening. So they're describing the scene. Prata brajad pravaja avishatastashayam. In Prata, this the second period of the morning. First period is the Nishant, and then afterwards Prata. So in this period of the morning, and also Vishatastashayam, and also in the evening, go Samman Konaitasya Nisham Yavenum. The gopis, they hear the sound of Krishna's flute as he's driving the cows. He's either going out or coming back. Shri Gurudev was describing very beautifully yesterday this verse. Baha pidam natavarava puhu kanayo kanikaram vipratvasa kanaka kapisham vajayantim chamalam randran vainor adhara sudaya purayan gopa brinda brindaranyam swapadaramanam pravisad gita kirtihi. In the morning, Krishna, he appears so beautiful. He's wearing a peacock feather in his hair. Vahapidam natavaravapuhu. And he appears like a dancer upon the stage. Kaniho karnikaram. He wears one yellow karnikar flower over sometimes the right ear or sometimes the left ear. And vibhradvasan kanaka kapisham vayajayantim chamalam. He's wearing a very splendid golden dhoti and a garland composed of five different types of flowers, and he places his flute to his lips and he fills the holes of his flute with the nectar from his lips, and surrounded by all of his friends and driving the cows before him, he enters into the forest and his friends are around him and they are glorifying him. How are they glorifying him? Krishna, he's eyes are looking here and there, like a hunter. When a hunter goes into the forest, he's looking here and there. So Krishna's also looking here and there. And who is he looking for? Srimati Radhika. Somewhere Srimati Radhika is hiding. And upon seeing the, receiving the sidelong glance of Srimati Radhika, then Krishna's heart is struck, and his hands begin to tremble and perspire, and his flute falls from his hands and falls on the ground. He's stunned, he cannot move. So it's, here it says, Pravisad Gita Kirtihi, that the coward boys, they're glorifying Krishna. So, for example, in this case, when Krishna drops his flute and becomes stunned, then Madhu Mangal comes up to Krishna and says, "Hey Krishna, what are you doing? Pull yourself together. Look, your mother and father are watching." So this is an example of Pravisad Gita Kirtihi, how Krishna's being glorified by his coward boyfriends as he enters the forest. And Krishna is playing, jumping here and there, and running and smiling and glancing. But everything he's doing is only to attract the gopis. Everything he does is only to attract the gopis. Sometimes he goes up to one of his cows and gives him a big hug, like this, only to inspire the calm of the gopis and show them, yes, I would like to embrace you like this. So, Pratha prajat prajata avishatastha shayam gobesaman kunaitasya nishamyavainam negamya turnam abala. Negamya turna means that the gopis, they are running out of their houses to get some position to try to see Krishna. And turna means very quickly they run out from their houses. Some of them climb on the roofs to get a look. And here, Abala, let me see. Gurudev commented that the word here, that one word has been used here, Abala. Abala means woman, or girl. And Bala means strength. So Abala means who is not strong. So that means girl. So, but there are deeper meanings to this. So Gurudev was saying that the Mathura Ramanis, they've used this word abala, which means weak or helpless. Because the Mathura Ramanis are thinking, the damsels are